Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached Friday morning. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
The rain returns today after a beautiful couple of days. We get some on and off showers today. Some storms also expected, bringing in a little bit colder temperatures for the weekend. That is your forecast for today. That is your forecast heading into the weekend. We are almost there. We have reached Friday. We have a lot to get to today. We will break down the Browns clearly going to the Super Bowl after that draft pick last night.
Clearly. That was the indication coming out of it.
We'll see.
For sure. The takeaway.
We'll see what they do with their couple of second round picks now and into the draft after that. We'll have your full breakdown clearly Monday morning. It's kind of, you know.
Oh, right. We got to get through the next few rounds.
We're just, just one round in right now. We don't want to, you know, jump in anything.
Right. Of course. And it was so exciting last night. You don't want to take away from that.
I said Travis Hunter would go too. I just thought it was to us.
Yeah. Right. You didn't think it was another team.
I was half right. Early morning crew, are you ready? He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. After our guest for Dead Guy in an Envelope, I have to play a phone call, a Browns phone call that I received yesterday off the air concerning the draft.
Oh, the one we got at the end of the show yesterday. Oh, yeah.
So stick around for that early morning crew. But we would certainly love your guest for Dead Guy in the Envelope.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's still in there. Good luck.
Still
I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry.
Where is that envelope? Oh, here it is. There's the envelope.
Oh, thank goodness you still have it.
Yep. Making sure. Okay.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a guest for Dead Guy in the Envelope today?
Pee Wee Herman.
It's not Pee Wee Herman. Ugh. But did you see the trailer for that new documentary on Pee Wee Herman that's coming out? It looks really good.
I know, I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's like a two-part series, comes out at the end of May, and it's kind of like a look behind the guy that was Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
You too, thank you. She did not care, Jen.
No.
That was good info.
That is.
She 0% cared. I have to get to this next. This Browns phone call we got at the end of the show yesterday. Let's get to this Browns call we had yesterday. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. Did you watch the draft yesterday, Producer Stevie? Were you excited about it? Did you watch all those draft picks last night?
Did not watch any of it. Just saw some outrage. I don't know what happened, but people were not happy on my Facebook feed.
There were a lot of people there. That's the only dot I saw. Like right at the beginning when they were showing a crowd shot, there were a bajillion people. And I thought, I remember when it was in Cleveland, there weren't that many people there. I mean, there were a lot of people at the draft, but it was different.
Yeah. So they traded down. They went to 5. They get some draft picks and, you know, that type of thing. We're not going to break it down. Our brother station, 92.3 The Fan, does a great job breaking that down. They will certainly talk about that all morning long. This was the phone call we had yesterday towards the end of the show.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
This is the best call of the day.
Are you excited for the draft?
Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter is the only person they should be taking at number 2. So I was half right.
Yeah, except it didn't affect the Browns. Well, no, it affected the Browns, but not in
the
way.
He was taking it too, just the Browns didn't take him. That was the white wide receiver cornerback. I was excited because there's a lot of talent and they traded down. So I was half right. I had him at two, just not with us.
That's right. Good
and
job.
He's the offense defense guy.
Yes. Would have solved
sad
a couple
day
of
for I mean, Jen. Too.
We'll see. Yeah.
But the guy we got, he's defense.
He is.
I will remember that.
I got to stay away from that during
it's
the round.
It's in his title, so I'll remember.
It. I know yeah, it is.
Right.
I know.
But so that one's easier.
Wait a week. I can ask it. Carrie just sent me a DM, Jen and Tim Show on Facebook. Oh, Tim, how's that NFL draft going? Delete message.
Well, you can't do that.
Delete. That's fine. So far, it's fine. We'll see. I mean, we've got plenty of drafts. Got six more rounds.
So are you looking forward to the next round?
Yes, of course I am.
Who are they going to pick next?
I can't go into it right now.
All right.
They need a lot of offensive help. I don't know what they're going to do at 33 and 36. I don't know. But they need a lot of offensive help.
So is it...
You don't have... I don't...
So,
we can't...
So,
get, I don't...
So
it.
You... Like, last night you went out to watch a draft. It's yeah. a big deal. It was like the first... You know, we had the second pick and then we traded it, whatever. So is tonight a big deal too? Like, were you... Is it...
This is a big deal. It's not as big a deal as the first round,
like,
but today's a big
watched,
deal.
Or people going to be out watching
not,
it?
No, I'll just get alerts on my phone.
Are other people, like, is it going to be a thing tonight? Like, oh, the round two is tonight. Let's go out.
They might. Yeah, because it's still a big deal. It's a lesser deal, but it's a big deal because they have 32 and 36. That in sports world, that's a big deal. Those are impact players. Absolutely, it's a big deal. Yeah, it's a big deal. They just need to pick correctly and you know, everything else. So, I don't know.
Okay.
Go Cavs. I can't wait for your breakdown of the draft. It's Star 102. Cleveland's feel-good favorites is Stevie on the socials next.
Wait, are you talking to me?
Oh, no. Stevie on the socials
oh,
next.
Oh, okay. I'm like, wait, we'll she's down. Breaking down the draft? I didn't know who was
no,
doing
what do we
that.
Do? In okay. all seriousness, what's Stevie on the socials?
We're going to talk about the Fyre Festival, too.
Oh,
there
God.
Is a new update. So it's supposed to be happening at the end of May through the beginning of June on an island off Mexico. And everyone was concerned that the festival was returning after we saw how the first round went. But now there is a major update on this festival.
Can we get in on this? On this update? I think we should as a show.
What does that mean?
I just think we should. I know what the update. I think.
Oh, I don't know what the update is. I think that makes me nervous.
Update spoiler.
Yeah.
I don't think the festival will be happening.
I don't. This is such a mess.
Are we shocked?
Can we get in on that? Yeah. So it is unbelievable that this is even happening.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Billy McFarland, who was convicted of fraud over the disastrous Fyre Festival in 2017, has announced that a planned follow-up has been canceled, and he is putting the festival's brand up for sale. So Fyre
there's our possibility. That's what I was talking about.
Buying the brand.
Would you like to buy Fyre that's not spelled correctly festival?
Is absolutely
that,
not.
Is that something you'd like to do?
Who's going to buy that?
Nobody. Just get rid of the brand. Why would you even try to bring that back anyway?
Right,
and as you mentioned, the word convicted, this wasn't accusation or anything else. My man was convicted.
Yes.
And then tried to bring this back and went on TV and tried to tell everybody that it's going to be legit.
Went
he has
on
no
TV
lineup.
And they asked him, like, who's going to play? He's like, nah, I don't know. That's not my job title.
I want to be the first, this is paraphrasing, I want to be the first person to sell out a festival with no lineup announced. Bro.
We need
to know who's going to be there, what's happening, and then it dissolves.
Especially after the follow-up of the first one where there was no acts and then there was no place to stay.
Was that on Netflix for people that aren't familiar, that
yeah,
first
there,
festival?
Yeah, there was one on Netflix and one on Hulu.
Hulu, that
okay,
was one.
And
yeah.
one of them was better than the other. I can't remember. I only watched
Same.
One of them, the one that had more buzz around it. And what a great documentary to watch because it was an absolute mess.
I don't know how you watch that and think, I'm going to go again. But you
right.
can't now because right. it's been... Well, actually, he's saying it's indefinitely postponed. So he's trying to get a seller. He has great things to say. So basically, the festival was supposed to be May 30th to June 2nd. And ticket holders have been informed that they've been issued refunds. I don't know anybody that has tickets. Like, usually when the big concert gets canceled, people go online and are like, oh, I'm so upset. I bought these tickets. Whatever. No one said anything. And they were expensive. The starting fee was $1,400.
Oh, my God.
And went up to $25,000. And a premium packages were being sold for $1.1 million. But here is what happened. The headlining acts that they said were Blink-182 and Migos. They dropped out. And if you crawl back in March, the island said that they didn't even know this event was going to be there.
Yeah.
And so that's Billy McFarland had a quote saying, quote, since 2017, Fyre has dominated headlines, documentaries, and conversations as one of the world's most talked about music festivals. We knew that Fyre was big, but we didn't realize how massive the wave would become. That wave has brought us here to a point where we know it's time to call for assistance. The brand is bigger than any one person and bigger than what I'm able to lead on my own. It's a movement, and it deserves a team with the scale, experience, and infrastructure to realize its potential. We have decided the best way to accomplish our goals is to sell Fyre Festival brand, end quote.
So I have a question about this for somebody that might be interested in purchasing this. There's a couple of questions that I have about this because I don't quite understand. If you bought tickets to Fyre Festival 2, expect a refund. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
Also, what were you thinking?
You need better judgment.
I don't think anyone bought them, I'll be honest.
I agree. Also, so it's not happening. That is not a surprise. If you know, if you saw the documentary about the first time around and the conviction and everything else, then you know. If not, you can do a search or watch it wherever it might be. I don't know if it's still on Netflix or Hulu. I have no idea. What exactly now the brand is up for grabs. You can purchase it. So here's my question. What exactly are you buying on a festival that, I mean, I guess it in theory kind of sort of happened the first time around? Like what exactly is for sale?
You're buying a very tarnished name. It's terrible.
I mean, if it's an ad for Fyre Fest or Fyre Fest 2 or the brand or whatever, like what exactly would be up for grabs? His vision of what he wanted it to be that failed?
That's what he said. He was saying that it's supposed to be a place where you go to a Caribbean island and you're hanging shoulder to shoulder with celebrities. So it's different than, you know, Coachella or these others because the artists are just out on the island with you and you're in these luxurious villas and there's more than just performers. But, like, no one's going to do that.
That's why it
didn't work.
How much does it cost to buy the brand of Fyre Festival?
It's funny you mentioned that.
Can you imagine?
Like, no one's just going to walk to this festival on this island and casually run into Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga would.
She would never do that.
No, that's dangerous.
It is also dangerous. I was just going to say. Yeah. And also dangerous. That much access to them? No.
That much access while people are, like, partying and watching shows that don't exist and all that. No way.
It's supposed to be elite, though. That's why the tickets are so expensive. So, in theory, it's rich people with celebrities.
Over or under 4th of July next year, 2026, they announce Fyre Fest 3.
No way.
I could see it. This guy seems
to be smart. Yeah, I'm serious. I could 100% see this happening.
He might have a new name, and it's the same concept.
It is so bizarre. All right,
he would sell better tickets if he had a new name and didn't say it was him doing it, probably.
That's
and
another
maybe,
scam.
Maybe
well,
an
he does
artist.
Owe a lot of money, so I think he's just trying to come up with something.
Yeah.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Good Friday morning to you. Rain returns with off and on showers and storms expected today, bringing in a little bit cooler temperature that we have had the last couple of days. We'll get to a round of Trump Tui coming up at 7:35. If you win, you're getting the limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. Coming up next, ever been banned from anything? Producer Stevie.
I don't think I have, but Stevie, you're
banned.
Certain website you can't use.
Banned from it.
I'm so impressed with this because you can't be the only person this has happened to. It just randomly came up. I can't believe this is a thing, but it's real.
It's not my fault.
You didn't do anything yet. You were banned from a website.
Yes, exactly. I did nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You be the judge.
I did.
All right. All right, we'll break this down. You be the judge. Banned. Poor producer Stevie. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. What happened?
I was trying to make a purchase on Etsy. Check out. I log in, and it says I'm banned.
From Etsy.
From Etsy. I was like, what do you mean I'm banned? I don't even ever use Etsy. I used it once, like in 2020. So I clicked, you know, to learn more about why I might be banned, and I filed an appeal. I'm like, oh, this will be easy fix. I didn't do anything wrong. We're fine. And it said that you have to make an appeal within 6 months of whatever the reason you were banned from, or it doesn't count. You're just banned forever. And it said that I got banned in 2020, February of 2020.
So you're banned forever?
Yeah. And it said I'm not allowed to make a new account under any other email. I mean, how would they know? But, you know, that's what they say.
That's what they...
And I probably could, like, reach out to, like, a person or a customer service. I don't know. I haven't gone down that route yet.
Does it give you a reason as to why?
Yeah, does it say what you did?
I think I know the reason
why. Okay, we don't have to say it on the air. I just didn't
know. No, it's fine. I got hacked. So it wasn't... That's what I'm saying. It wasn't my fault.
Oh, okay.
Like, I made one purchase on Etsy. It was February 2020. It was something for my mom for her birthday present. And then, like, a week later, Etsy charged me $350. And I clicked on it, and apparently I bought a fake hat that didn't exist from an account that didn't exist. And it was some scam where, like, they would hack your account and, like, fake buy something. So there was something, like, being sent to me. Like, I had a tracking number and everything. It just was never dropped off. And so I, like, filed an appeal that was not me that made the purchase. And Etsy gave me my money back and banned that account. But while it was under review, they banned my account because they had to figure out, you know, who was a sus one.
You can't ever get back on Etsy. That is an extreme measure.
Apparently,
isn't it?
I was supposed to do it within 6 months, and I just didn't. I must have missed the follow-up.
I got to tell you, you're saying you'll do it. Like, they won't know if you do it under another account. They will know. This happened to my sister-in-law. You will not believe this story. And she's tried to create new accounts, and they know somehow that it's her, and they re-ban her.
That's interesting, because so far I did recreate a new one, and they haven't noticed.
They haven't noticed it. Well, this wasn't on Etsy.
Producer Schmeevy. They'll never figure this one out. Anybody about, we should get into that. Would you say your sister-in-law?
Yes.
We should get into that. Anybody else banned? Maybe not specifically from Etsy. Anything else? If you see something on Etsy you want, shoot me the link. I'll get it.
Thank you. I need
banned.
Some assistance.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites that we're talking about if you're just joining us. But you said your sister-in-law's also got some issues. Huh?
She's banned from Instagram and Facebook and has tried numerous ways to get back in and cannot. Like, they somehow know that if it's her trying to create a new account. She's had incredible difficulty trying to contact somebody at the company, at Meta. She's to the point now where she had to hire a company to help her try to get back on these platforms. Because not only does she use it for her personal stuff, they have a business they have an account for too. And someone hacked her. And it's like, she feels helpless. She can't do anything. It's
so
terrible.
Did she get hacked and that's why it was banned?
They think, yes.
That's, she got, like, that's what happened to me. Like, yes. Why are we getting punished for
what someone else did?
That got hacked.
Yeah.
You're getting lifelong banned for getting hacked. I mean, you're lifelong banned from Etsy. She can't go
money.
On Instagram or Facebook.
And she can't find anyone to talk to at the company that will help her. Like,
I have
if you
heard
file
that
report,
it's impossible.
And if you like, you can click a button that's like file a report, and they're like, sorry, you're wrong. You are banned. You're
Does
a bad
anybody
person.
Know Mark Zuckerberg? We could give
yes.
him a call.
Yes, yeah. Do you have a direct line? That would be very helpful. Things you've been banned from. It seems like what we're talking about. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show. So what did you get banned from?
Well, I haven't been banned from anything, but.
That's when no Jen fun.
Said, I know, right? But when Jen said that her sister-in-law got banned?
Yeah.
Well, what happened was is they probably created a new account, but if you use the same credit card you used on the old account, that's how they tracked you.
Oh, there you go.
So get rid of the credit card on the account.
Who knows?
I don't
know.
Do you
need your credit card info for Facebook?
I don't.
Buying ads or
think
things
so.
Like that,
I don't
maybe?
Know.
She doesn't use her social security either, right? So that's what I know some, obviously, if you get banned from certain things, you use your social, you can be tracked.
Yeah, I don't know what you have to put in. I don't
either.
Know. I feel so bad for her.
School.
It's my, did you?
Yeah.
You did what?
Made my Facebook in middle school. I don't remember what I needed to put.
Yeah, no
I probably
kidding.
Needed parental permission that I lied about.
Oh my gosh. Kids don't lie about things online, do they?
Never.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't make, you just hit yes. Like, does your parent consent?
Sure they do.
Of course.
Ugh.
Poor Stevie.
I hope you get back on Etsy.
Thank you. They
it's a lovely site.
Easier to work with than Meta. They seem to be hard to get into control.
Yeah, Meta, so. You cannot. There's no, but like, you just forget it. You're done forever. You're done.
I thought maybe, you know, we would try this.
You know the show.
We'd give you a couple of things from the show. You would answer the show and see how well you know the Jen and Tim show.
Are these, how deep do the questions go?
Who listens to audiobooks about dragon love? That's one of the questions. It's just a fun thing. Things are covered during the week. Things you can listen to on the podcast in case you missed anything from the week.
Listen.
Like, that should be a blatant. Does somebody know that answer? Who on the, what, just to start that off, and these are just fun.
Listen,
who
rumor
listens
has
to
it,
audiobooks about dragon love? 216-343-1021.
I feel like the person that does listen to those has switched genres. Just saying. Like, I don't know which one of us it is, but maybe there's a new genre they're listening to right now. Because they're waiting for the other book to come out on the graphic audio version on May 7th.
The same person also, here's another one, know the show. Who purchased two fake owls? Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Who's listening to audiobooks about dragon love?
Yes.
That's 100% Gen 2. She is into the dragons, making out and or flying over each other.
No,
or what is the term?
The dragons do not make out.
What do they do?
The people do. They
on the dragons?
Their riders. But anyway, I finished the second one. I'm waiting for the third graphic audiobook to come out. That comes out May 7th. I've moved on to something different. It's more like mythology. Like, it's called The Song of Achilles. Oh my gosh, it's so good.
See, that was an easy one.
Yeah, that was an easy one. Okay, fine. I like the dragon books.
Which member of the show bought generic Q-tips and regretted it?
Damn.
That was
That's
me.
That's right.
That's horrible. You can't buy. We talked about what you can't buy generic. That was also awful.
Mm-hmm. I sure did.
Works. Yep. It's so easy. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. Wonderful Friday morning to you. Top of the day.
And the rest of the day to yourself. See, Jen?
Oh, that's right. I learned that this year. You taught me.
Which member of the show waited in line for 90 minutes to file her taxes?
I do not know that answer.
Well, it wasn't Jen. That leaves
sure wasn't.
Producer Stevie. What did Tim create using AI that combined all of our faces into one human?
I differ...
An action figure that you can check out on all of our socials. That is horrendous.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.